Everybody loves the cheery whistle of a Bob White. And everybody loves a dazzling voice that's...
Rinso-whoop!
Yes, Rinso-White is what the little bird is telling about these days.
The little bird isn't the only one that raves about Rinso, though, Mr. Amici. Why, I read in an advertisement that Rinso was the only soap that was recommended by the makers of 33 leading washers.
What? Hadn't you ever tried Rinso before you read that?
Oh, goodness, of course I had. I've been using Rinso ever since I got my Speed Queen washer, and that was ages ago. I knew the Speed Queen people recommended Rinso, but I didn't know about the rest.
I see. Well, you'll be particularly interested in knowing that the Speed Queen manufacturers are just as anxious as ever for you to take that advice. For you see, there'll be no new Speed Queens for the duration because the washer industry is devoting its full time to the war effort. So continue to use Rinso regularly and have your Speed Queen checked regularly, too. And now, for Rinso's story of Big Sister. Did Drew Mason die of a heart attack? Or was he murdered by Frank Wayne? Dr. Carville, who had distrusted Frank Wayne from the first day he came to Glen Falls, is convinced that Mason was murdered. Ruth Wayne, Big Sister, finds it impossible to believe that her brother-in-law is guilty. As our last chapter ended, Ruth, Frank, Diane, and Dr. Carville were in Dr. Carville's office waiting for the medical examiner's report on the cause of Mason's death, and we heard...
It's going to be a bit embarrassing for you, isn't it, Dr. Carville, when the medical examiner calls and announces that Mason died of heart disease?
Embarrassing?
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. It's going to be a relief, because I'm quite certain that when the report comes through, they're going to hold you for murder.
Well, Dr. Carville, what are you waiting for? That's probably the medical examiner now. All right, pick up the phone. We'll find out whether I'm a murderer. Oh, you're a meddling old fool.
Frank, don't.
Hello? Yes, this is Dr. Carver. Yes, I'll hold on.
Well, what does he say, Doctor?
He's not on the phone yet.
Don't look worried, Ruth. Everything's going to be all right.
Hello? Oh, yes. Yes, Doctor. Yes? I see. Yes, I'm listening. Yes, I understand. No, thanks. I don't think that will be necessary. Goodbye, Doctor, and thank you.
What did he say, Dan?
I don't understand it.
Dr. Carville.
What? I'm sorry. What did you say?
What was the report on Mr. Mason's death?
The medical examiner says death was caused by heart disease.
Well, it took you a long time to give us a simple message like that. But, of course, I can understand why it was so hard for you to tell us about it. Must be a rather deflating experience to play detective and then
we
find
can do
out...
without your feeble attempts at sarcasm, Wayne.
Can you really? I'm waiting, Doctor.
Waiting for what?
Your apology. Well, Doctor?
I make no apology for anything I've said or done.
Oh, now, really, Dr. Carl...
That medical examiner's report isn't final by any means. His report will read heart disease, and I can't dispute that. But I'm still convinced that you had something to do with Mason's death. And what's more, I'm going to prove it.
Well, that's about the last straw. I've taken a great deal from you, Doctor, because you're a friend of Ruth's and also because you're an older man. I've tried to overlook it.
Frank.
But there is a limit, and I've passed it a long time ago.
Frank, please. I want to speak to Dr. Carver for a few minutes. And then I want to speak to you. Will you wait outside? Please.
Ruth.
Please, Frank.
All right, Ruth. You won't be long, will you?
No, Frank, I won't.
Fine.
Dr. Carville, don't you think you're carrying this too far?
I don't think he is, Ruth.
Please, Diane.
Dad has every reason for distrusting Frank Wayne.
Perhaps he did it one time, Diane, but after
all... Don't forget, 12 hours before he died, Mason came to Dad and told him he expected Wayne would try to kill him.
Yes, I know that, Diane. I don't even pretend to understand that part of it. But after all, the medical examiner says that Mason died of heart disease. How can your father still think Frank did it? It just doesn't make sense. Why, it's nothing but persecution.
Ruth.
Yes, Dr. Carville.
You've lost all faith in me, haven't you?
No, Dr. Carville, of course not.
Ruth, believe me, you've got to trust me.
But you don't seem willing to trust anybody else.
I'm not willing to trust your brother-in-law, Ruth.
Oh, I don't understand it. You're positively vindictive. At least that's the way it looks to me.
Ruth, will you give me a chance to talk to you?
No, Doctor. There's been altogether too much talking since I got off the train last night. I listen to so much talk, my head's spinning. Please excuse me.
Ruth, wait. I didn't expect that.
She's not herself, Dad. She hasn't been herself since she came back from Washington. And Frank's playing some kind of a game with Ruth. I think you've got plenty of reason to be worried about her. Especially since she seems to have been taken in by him so completely. You know, Wayne's very clever. He's caught Ruth with her guard down.
Yes. Wayne's clever, all right. Much too clever.
Frank Wayne was waiting at the gate when Ruth came out.
Come, Ruth. I'll walk home with you.
Oh, you don't have to do that, Frank.
Oh, but I want to. Let's go.
All right.
Don't let this depress you too much. It doesn't bother me, really.
I can't understand, Dr. Carville.
Well, he isn't that important.
Oh, but he is, Frank. I mean, well, I just didn't like Dr. Carville.
I knew he was a pretty stubborn old man, but I didn't realize just how stubborn he could be. He made a mistake, to put it as kindly as I know how, and instead of acknowledging it, instead of admitting that he was wrong, he's getting more bullheaded.
Frank. I'm sorry to keep asking questions like this, but... Well, why do you suppose Mason came to Dr. Carville and told him what he did?
I don't know. I haven't the faintest idea.
Did he have any reason for hating you?
Why, no, Ruth, not that I know of. Why, we were friends. The reason he looked me up was because he was ill and broke. And he knew that I'd be glad to help him.
But, Frank, how do you explain it? Why would Mason do a thing like that?
Well, I can't explain it. Unless, of course...
Yes?
No, never mind.
No, say it.
Well, I was going to say, unless Dr. Carville distorted the things that Mason actually said...
Frank...
Maybe that isn't as far-fetched as you think.
Frank, I can understand you're being bitter towards Dr. Carville. But I do know he's honest. There must be something bothering him.
Well, let's forget about him. And besides, whether he likes it or not, the Mason incident is closed. There's something else that I do want to talk to you about, Ruth. Much more important.
What's that, Frank?
You and Richard. Ruth, now that John is... Well, I mean to say, not that we won't hear from him for some time.
Pray that isn't so.
Of course, of course. But for your sake, and for your son's sake, we've got to be realistic. See, I can't do what John did. I'd like to serve, but the Army won't take me because of my health. And the least I can do is to take care of my brother's family.
Good of you to say that.
Oh, and I mean it, Ruth.
I know you do, Frank. And don't think I'm not grateful, but really, we're quite all right.
Well, if there's anything that you need, money, anything...
No, thank you, Frank. John's salary as a captain in the medical corps will go right on. And it's more than enough for our needs.
Well, will you promise me this? If ever you do need anything, you'll call on me.
But Frank, All right, Frank. I promise.
That's the nicest thing I've heard in weeks. You don't know how much that means to me, Ruth.
Frank took Ruth to her front gate and then left. Walking home, there was a smile on Frank Wayne's face. A quiet, complacent smile. And now as Frank arrives home... He finds Bill, his Hindu servant, waiting for him at the door. Bill is nervous and uneasy.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Mr. Wayne.
What's the matter? Why are you so worried about this beautiful September morning?
Mr. Blackton, he telephoned. He said you asked him to call.
Blackton? Oh, yes. That's the undertaker from Somerville. Yes, I'll call him back in a little while. We've got to make arrangements for a decent burial for our friend, Drew Mason. Sad duty, Bill, but then life is like that, isn't it? You got to bear up. Got to bear up. Now what's eating you?
What happened, Dr. Carver?
Oh, there's nothing. Nothing at all. The medical examiner called and said that Mason died of heart disease.
He said that?
That's right.
Mr. Wynn, I worried.
What are you worried about? Mason is dead. Your worry should be over.
But what if they find out how he died?
They did find out he died of heart disease. I just finished telling you that. Matter? You skeptical, too?
You take gun from your desk. You go upstairs to Mr. Mason's room. I hear him scream.
That's right, you did, but you didn't hear the gun go off.
It's a big storm, it's thunder. I not hear anything.
You didn't hear anything because the gun didn't go off. Before I could do anything, he very conveniently died of a heart attack, which I think is very decent of him, don't you? Well, stop staring at me that way. Say something.
You not shoot him.
Shoot at a corpse? Well, that'd be silly, wouldn't it? Wait a minute. Something just occurred to me. Now that Mason is dead, there's just one other person who knows anything at all about what happened to me in India. And that's you, Bill.
Ladies, make wash day easy as pie. Let new anti-sneeze Rinso do the hard work for you. You feel like singing when you see how fresh and clean Rinso gets your clothes. White things, snowy, washable colors, sassy and gay as garden pinks. Well, I'll just bet you anything you'll sing to yourself as you pin that Rinso clean, bright wash on the clothesline. So, lady, put a song in wash day. Get new anti-sneeze Rinso right away. Dr. Carville pays a call on Ruth, and for the first time in his life, isn't certain that he's welcome. Tomorrow, in the story of Big Sister, be sure and listen to Big Sister tomorrow.